John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
So worried about saving our souls, afraid that God will take us so that we forget to begin, but who will save your souls when it comes to the baby? Hell, will save your souls, those lies that you tell by, and who will save your souls if you won't save your own?
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's elimination day number two for the Yankees. Elimination day number one for the Rays. Game five. Two people with backs against their wall, scratching and clawing and throwing the kitchen sink at each other. My name's Jimmy. Jake's sitting next to me. Producer Zach behind the dish. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS. They got shirts. They got hats. They got masks. They got a bunch of stuff. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach, people on the chat, dee-da-dee-da-day. Elimination game, win or go home for the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. Garrett Cole versus Tyler Glasnow. It's like they did the same thing a year ago. Garrett Cole for a different team. I'm good. We just, before we went live, we did a little around the horn. How's everybody feeling? Zach summed it up best by saying, Jake, you look really hot today. And I thought that was important to share. No, it's definitely, yesterday was Dead Man Walking vibes. It's like we're going in with Monty. You're not on the phone. Your Twitter was up.
What?
You know, it was Monty. It was, hey, if we're going to do this, holy smokes, let's go. If we die, we die. I mean, this is kind of what you asked for. Garrett Cole in a do-or-die game. This is the different piece on this team than the past years. Going up against basically a bullpen day started off by Glasnow for them for the Rays. And it's exciting, man. Kind of like we said yesterday, you just hope the cream rises to the top. And, you know, even for the Rays, you're not sitting there talking about a Joey Wendell error that cost them their season. Don't want to put that into the ether.
Lineups are as follows. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Aaron Hicks batting third in center field. Giancarlo Stanton DHing, batting fourth.
Big one.
Voit batting fifth. Every five-hole hitter has hit a home run in every game of the series thus far. Gio Urshela batting third. Gleyber Torres batting seventh. Gardner slides down to eighth. And Higgy, ninth. Cole is the starting pitcher. Jake, I expected them to keep Gardner at the sixth hole because the Rays are doing some funky mixing and matching, and that's why they moved him to the sixth hole yesterday. They move him back down to eight. I don't understand what changed for the Yankees, I guess. Just two different thought processes in the same day. I don't know. Do you have anything on that? It's not a big deal. I don't care.
It's not a big deal. I'm very interested to see. Judge has been the storyline that he's, you know, he needs to get it going. The other guy after Judge would be Gio Urshela. So he gets slid up to the six hole. So that's interesting. I wonder if they're trying to light the spark a little bit there. Because Glaber's been having a fantastic playoff. So I like him moving up a little bit. Gardy was given some great at-bats last night. So I do find it interesting. I think if it was me, I'd go Voit, Gleyber, Gardy, or Shella.
It's not you, though.
I lost the managerial job.
Yeah.
Just
from the jump.
Poor work ethic.
Yeah, from the jump. You'll never cut it out.
The guys did not respect me in any way.
Yeah.
So
you walked in and they said, "Where?" I thought you were bringing us next candidate.
It was like a joke thing. Like they played it cool for a little bit, and then like everyone was like, "Duh!"
They were waiting.
He actually thought he was interviewing for the gig.
Yeah.
It was a really bad day for me, but...
And then one guy on the right just did a spitball right at your face.
I'm fine with it.
I might do spitball six innings today, and I just have a straw and some straw wrappers, and every time the Yankees get a hit, right in your face.
I might do shit down your throat.
Eighth inning?
I was thinking eighth, though.
Yeah. No, it feels like such an eighth inning thing.
It's whatever. I don't know. Can't get mad about it.
No.
You got to win the game.
It's a must win.
That's all I care about.
The Rays lineup is Meadows, Lau, Rosie, Choi batting fourth, Diaz batting fifth, Joey Wendell, that aggravating fuck.
Who's not going to have an error that costs him the game.
No. He's playing third base. Adames at short is batting seventh. Kiermaier batting eighth. Zanino catching. I have a question.
Not Zendino the Great in the chat.
Have our pregame chats graphics always had the number to the left and the right?
Like the batting order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never known they were there. I never have known they were there, and I always struggle to say what number they are. Like, I've spent a lot of time counting. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, but...
Like, if I'm like, shit, what is Glaber batting? I'll count all the names. Yeah. I didn't realize the number was right to the left.
No, it's there, so...
That's crazy. All season? I was about to request it yesterday.
Years.
They've always been there.
That's crazy. Anyway, very interesting for me. If I was both managers, I'd try to put Choi in the top three, and I'd try to put Stan in the top three. Stan has two home runs off Glasnow in his last appearance. I'd just make it Glasnow think about that in the first. I would have bat Choi in the top three to guarantee him a at-bat against Cole in the first inning, because that's squeeze your butt. And you know, Cole leading off an inning, or Choi leading off an inning, if Cole can get through the top 1-2-3, right. It's almost like awesome. Hit your solo home run, Choi, and let us get on our way.
Well, and I think a little bit of that is the thought process of the managers also trusting their guys, Meadows, Lauer, Rosarena, LeMahieu, Judge, Hicks. I think the goal would be get one of those guys on the first inning, so then it's a real full out playoff butt clench when
you may
when
say
Giancarlo and G-Man.
But I'd panic.
You could. It can also be a power play, you know. Moves are good when they work and bad when they don't.
Wow. Hot face, Jake.
Thank you, Zach.
He texted that to me.
Yeah, we'll see. Lau has been having a bad series. His first at bat is going to be important because it's, are you going to get back in it? Or are you going to have a bad series? Meadows has missed a lot of time. He hit the homer the other day. He can be one of their best players on offense if he's right. Then G-Man, I mean, holy Toledo. The numbers don't lie, Jim.
No, 10 hits versus Choi in the last two seasons. 7 of them are extra base hits. 4 of them are home runs. He's got a .500 batting average against him. They had to intentionally walk him in the middle of a jam in game number 1. It'll be very interesting to see how they deal with G-Man Choi. Don't throw him. I mean, actually, G-Man Choi, it's not like he jumps fastballs. Like, he got a changeup once. He's gotten Cole in every way he can get Cole. I talk about this every Cole start. Please don't throw fastballs down the middle. First pitch, these guys like to jump you. Yeah. They try to. That's like a lot of their goal is like, let's jump Choi on a first pitch fastball, especially Zanino. We've seen Kiermaier do it twice. We've seen a Rosarena do it. So I need Cole to be very careful. If Cole doesn't have the miles per hour. How come we never say MPH? How come we never say it? We just say velo.
Throw hard.
Interested to see Cole's mix, what he does. My what to watch for is Judge's first at-bat and Choi's first at-bat.
Them's good ones.
Thanks, Jake.
Them's good ones. I'm watching the whole game. All of it. For real, for real. My what to watch for would be, you know, I saw some people in the chat talking about, you know, would Clint pitch hit? Does Gary get a pinch hit? The guy off the bench I'd like to see today is Tyler Wade, because that means we probably have a lead, and he's coming in as a defensive replacement. So, root for that.
The stopper.
And yeah, man, I just think the Yankees' biggest advantage is the second half of their lineup. Glaber and Gardy have been really good. If Gio can get it going, that's where they can have a full-out advantage in this game.
I mean, that being said, the bottom half of the Rays lineup is literally the crushers of the Yankees this series.
They're pests. It stings. That's on Talking Rays right now, they're saying the same thing, like outside of Stanton and Choi and a Rosarena, excuse me.
Like Wendell, they moved Wendell up to six. I think he was seven the other day, maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
He's got six hits in four games. Choi's got four. Kiermaier's got four. Kiermaier's got four hits and three extra base hits.
Glaber, Gardy, yep. So, yeah, I mean, those second half of the lineup, this is a deciding playoff game. There, you can't have any funny business down there because the top of the lineup will come get you. I mean, Garrett, I mean, what's it going to look like? Is it, you know, are we looking at 7-8 inning special Garrett Cole performance?
Yeah, I enjoy them.
Or are we looking at surviving for five and figuring it out the rest of the way?
Well, the PPP, why'd you go sad on us?
I wasn't sad.
Sounded real sad.
I've got somebody that keeps playing sound bites over my points, which that's tough, but I'll talk to producer Zach after the show about that.
You got to mention, you mentioned Cole. I play your favorite Cole sound bite.
Yeah, it's talking. For sure. Like 100%. 100%.
Pitching path to victory.
Yeah.
Should be Cole to Britton to Chapman. Chad might get in the mix.
Yeah.
If anyone besides those four guys has to pitch, the Yankees are in bad spot.
Or like such an incredible spot. Like plus 11 Holder coming in.
With the off day tomorrow, like, even if it's 10-0 Yanks, I still think Chapman's pitching the ninth. You may give Britton the day off. It's not going to be 10-0 Yanks, so I don't know why. But I'm just saying.
Don't Britton, be sad on me.
If they're winning by 1 or 10, I think Chapman's pitching tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. I mean, you could see Chad get involved. Like, we keep living in this world where he's not. I'm seeing Davey in the chat. That would have to be such a bizarre game. It would have to be this back-and-forth, like, weird 5-4 game after four innings. That seems impossible, but the baseball gods, you never know.
I would
because
not
a
use
Garrett,
Davey.
A Garrett Cole with 75 pitches who's getting knocked around, you almost still trust him more than Davey. Davey's playing an absolute wild card. That
I hope
know.
We see Davey and Johnny Lasagna fucking around in the bullpen again. Because
Davey wasn't fucking around. That was Sessa and Loaizaga.
That was Sessa and Loaizaga.
Davey's okay. Very serious and ready to play baseball.
I hope he's part of that crew. I do not want to see Davey in this game. He's a rookie reliever, never made a relief appearance once. It is not the time in an elimination game. If Davey comes in my opinion, that means we are in a hell of a tough spot. I'd go to Nelson over Davey. Mm. For like, you know, if you need three outs, a clean three outs, one inning, three outs, and then Chad Britton, the rest of it would go. I'd go to King for one inning. Over Davey. Mm. They've at least done it before. They've pitched out of the bullpen this series. I mean, I love that people want to make a hero out of Davey. Let's win today, and Davey can be the hero when he starts game one of the CS. I want him no part of this game. I think it's crazy to think he's going to come in out of relief. I think people are hyping up a storyline more than like the actual situation.
It would be very much crazy, a 2% chance of it happening. It's Cole, it's the good guys in the pen, and that's what it is. So we'll see. And then on the Rays side, they're going Glasnow, potentially Snell, depending what Glasnow looks like. And then their main guys in their bullpen, I always want to call them Kittredge. It's Diego Castillo, it's Nick Anderson.
Fairbanks.
And then it's my buddy, Peter Fairbanks. Those guys can each go two innings. You wonder if we see some special playoff type stuff. We saw Liam Hendricks go three the other day.
Ooh.
They can get 6 innings out of those legit guys out of their bullpen. So interested to see how Glass now looks. I mean, they're going to have an instant pull on him if he's wild, if the Yankees start putting dudes on the base. I mean, they'll probably have Snell ready to go. Almost from the start of the game, because he does have more bullets in the chamber. We'll see, man. I mean, it's every pitch, every at-bat is going to be nuts. Do or die.
And we'll be live.
Both their seasons.
Hearts on the line. Emotions flying. Come join us. The chat's always fun for the live streams. It's going to be nuts. Early runs are a must for the Yankees. I don't think they're a must for the Rays. And then I also, what's that?
I think that's good Yankee fan stuff.
Well, you know.
Like, I'm talking Rays right now. They're saying, like.
But Cole might get settled. Britton pitched a lot of pitches yesterday, and if you're asking for two from Chapman, if you're a Rays fan, you can lick your lips a little bit and convince yourself to, like, those guys are tired. They pinched yesterday. They're going to pitch again. And you're going to get Cole for a while, so you might see Cole a third time through. You might see Cole a second time through, whereas the Yankees aren't going to see Glasnow a second time through. They're not going to see any pitcher a second time through. And once you get into those big dudes at the end, you're fucked. They're rested, they're ready to go, and they throw really hard. So I think the Yankees need to get Glasnow and Snell, but it sounds like they're not even pitching Snell, whereas the Rays can get Cole the second time. But the Yankees aren't going to see a one pitcher second time through. Their best shot is going to be against 2 days rest Glasnow, who may not be sharp, might not be crisp.
Yeah,
I think that's their biggest moment to attack, where the Rays, it's not. They kind of have second inning against Cole, third.
A little bit. Early lead is going to be hugely important. It has this whole series. You know, with all hands on deck, you know, you then have the power chips. You've got it. You've got the angle to play. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
I think we're going to see a lot of early swings from the Yankees.
I slightly disagree with you on this, but I do like the theory. Because I think one of Glasnow's weaknesses is he can be wild. So you just can't be giving him anything. Like, well, if Glasnow's going to give you some bases early.
Well, let's get an early long at-bat from DJ to see what, so we can see both of Glasnow's pitches in the first at-bat.
I like that.
See what he's got there.
What are you working with?
Yeah. But if he's near the zone, if he's on, they're going to swing early. They're not going to want to get to two strikes. They're not going to want to sit around. If he's wild early, like Jake's saying, then, yeah, they'll make him come to him. But if Glasnow's pitching good, be prepared to be very frustrated with a lot of early swings, because they don't care about his pitch count. They just want to get him. They want to get him before they go to the other fuckers. So I think we're going to see a lot of early swings. We'll see. I think that's it.
Depends on Glass. Play clean. Again, Yanks have been playing pretty good clean baseball. Like, it's an absolute necessity. Any extra thing given up, non-turn double plays, errors, extra bases, all of that in a playoff series, the phrase we keep saying on the live stream is make it matter. And in postseason games like this, stuff like that ends up mattering. Focus, win at bats, man. Got to.
We'll win the pitch.
Win the pitch.
Win the at bat.
Win the at bat. Win the inning. Win the game.
Win the game. Yeah. Yeah.
It's simple sport.
It's a formula. It's like the recipe
it's
for cereal.
It's a formula.
Four. Mula.
Mula.
With a mule. And then at the end, the guy just going, ah.
Ah. Light bulb.
Four.
Ah.
And then a mule, and then a guy with a light bulb.
You're welcome.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Anyone get one yesterday? Did you have Glaber? I had Glaber. You had Voight. Nice, dude.
Ooh, let the dongs out.
I get to go first. This is tough. Am I going to have no options? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, do we want to make a game 5 exception?
Let's see where the options lie first.
Because I think I'm down to Higgy.
I can't take DJ, Judge, Okay, there's eight guys there?
Yeah.
I can only take Higgy.
I can only take Higgy.
We can both only take Higgy.
I might have one other guy. I have Gio. I think we have to go clean board for game five.
Clean board game five?
Zach? The people want to hear you say it.
Clean board game five.
How come you can do someone else? Oh, because you took Gary once.
I took Gary.
Okay, I get it. Clean board game five.
Skirt, squeak, squeak,
I have
squeak.
I have first pick.
You have first pick.
I'm gonna go Stanton.
Stanton is a guy I know. Good pick.
Thank you.
He's
David
been killing
Leonard
it.
Won't be on the live stream tonight. $10 for the Rays to ground into four inning and double plays. That's huge.
I like that, David Leonard. My guy. Thank you. Huge pick.
I want Stanton.
Boom, 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 boom. I will be taking Voit. He homered for me yesterday.
Okay.
He homered for me yesterday.
I know.
It's the playoffs. You're so referencing regular season.
I'm in regular season. I'm stuck in the regular
season.
We're
in the postseason.
I'm stuck in the regular season.
I mean, Higgy's catching. Like, read two books about it. I'll be taking Luke Voit. And Jim, you know you got to believe, man. You got to believe in something in this life.
You just got to. Power of the kids.
Aaron Judge. Let's do it, buddy.
Wow. I took him in the Talking Baseball Homer Draft, so I believe.
Let's do it, buddy.
This is a guy that believes.
You gotta believe.
This is a guy that believes.
So give me something to believe.
I kind of want to get crazy on you.
I know you do.
Well, here's the thing. When the Yanks win, maybe I can get back in the lead or something. But playoff home run draft, Jake. He's a beast. He's a crazy guy.
I mean, if you come back tonight and pass me in the homer draft, I will eat one of my dog's ears.
On the body or severed
on the body.
First? On the body?
On the body.
Okay.
Alive. Right.
Well, I'm going to pick a pick that I think if it was 7-6, I wouldn't make this pick.
Jim, I just want you to pick a guy who's going to pick a goddamn homer tonight.
Guard dog!
Wow.
Taking the guard dog.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
Lordy, trouble so hard.
Guard dog!
Don't nobody know my troubles but God. Don't nobody know my troubles but God. Guard dog! It's only one drummer.
All right, Over-under, guys. It's the over-under,
Jake. Was it 7.5?
Seven and a half. Under. Taking the under.
We've been hot on the over-under. I'm taking the over.
Nice.
I'm taking the over. Yankees win some pitches, win some at-bats. Maybe Cole gives up one homer. Two-run shot to G-Man. But right. Yanks win.
Everyone in the chat, let us 7-2. Know. Let us know what you're taking. Type Z-E-E if you're on the over, and type L-Y-7 if you're on the under.
Z-E-E if you're on the over, Z-E-E-E
okay.
If you're on the under.
Yeah. Z-E-E for the over, Z-E-E-E-E if you're on the other one.
Yeah.
Let's see what's
so let's get some.
Okay, we have a lot of overs. Okay, that looked like an under.
Yeah,
a lot of overs.
It looks like a combination. A
lot of overs.
Wow.
A lot of
overs.
Game. Okay, there's some LY7s. That was the old
good.
One.
Good. That was the previous.
That was the old. That was
tough.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
For participating. Virtuoso saw you there. Virtuoso mentioned passing of Whitey Ford. RIP.
RIP.
Sad day in Yankee land. Did you read the
statement? I haven't touched
statement?
It. I haven't been in the state of mind to touch
it. Oh, yeah. I had my sad moment while you went to the eye thing.
Yeah.
The Yankees, like, official statement on it was, like, he was with his wife of 69 years, his kids. He passed while watching the Yankee game last night.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Lived a Yankee life.
That's something.
Yeah.
A lot of emotions. Well, anyway, we got to get to Kid Rock, but I feel like we need to transition out of this combo and into another combo before we get to Kid Rock.
What? Okay, how about this?
Okay.
What's something you're super excited for today?
The end of the game if the Yankees have won.
Okay, that's a good one. I was thinking like a small, like something smaller, like DJ walking up to the plate with his overextended bat for the first pitch and, like, maybe giving the ump, like, a little look, like, we're here to do this. Gio making his first good play and giving just, like, the littlest smile and being like...
Gio getting involved on defense, even if it's the easiest play in the world. Yeah. Okay. That gives me such comfort.
Yeah.
Just when they show him standing there, I kind of get like, okay, everything's... It's a little safety blanket for me. Mm. So, yeah. Just show me Gio playing third base.
Ooh, I've got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know where I was going with this, but I just had to get away from the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. I understand.
I'm looking for the first Justice Cubing just got it. I'm not going to say Hicks, but the first, like, big dick walk today.
Okay.
Like, ball four comes in and it's like elbow guard, bat. Like, what are you idiots doing?
Undo the you pants won't on even, the way, you, tighten them back up.
You won't even throw us strikes?
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. All right, game five. We'll see you there.
Lab.